Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Donald Trump's second state visit to the UK gets fully underway today with a greeting at Windsor Castle. Mark Paul is London correspondent for the Irish Times. He joins us now. Mark, what can we expect on today's itinerary for the state visit?
Well, today is effectively the royal day, Shane. So today is the day of most of the pomp and pageantry. So there'll be a carriage ride through Windsor, and there'll be a fly pass by the Red Arrows, and also by American F-35 jets. And it'll be the day, I suppose, of lower political risk to a sense. I mean, there's no political talk scheduled today, but it'll be the day that the UK hopes to impress Donald Trump. Now, I mean, the visit has already gotten off to a slightly inauspicious start from a British point of view. I mean, they were hoping to get a better deal on steel tariffs over the course of this trip and haven't announced. But it looks like now that's not going to happen. So they'll have their royal day today, the pomp and the pageantry. Tomorrow will be much more of a political day with Trump at Chequers. But over all of this, you will still have the spectre of protests of certain degrees. And there was already 4 people arrested in Windsor last night for projecting images onto Windsor Castle of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein.
They are very much setting out to, I mean, they won't use this word, but it is about plumassing Donald Trump, isn't it?
It is, and even the fact that he's having a second state visit at all, I mean, it is genuinely unprecedented. He had a state visit in 2019, and to have a second one, it just hasn't happened before. So it's all about plumassing it, and Keir Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, I mean, he needs a successful visit for his own domestic political reasons. I mean, he's engaging in this visit without a UK ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson, because he had to fire him last week over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. And he's lost his deputy prime minister in the last fortnight. And it's a very, very difficult time for Keir Starmer. So he needs something to go. So the fact that he's not going to have this this deal to eliminate UK steel tariffs in the US to announce during this trip means it's already off to a pretty rocky start for him. And he'll be hoping for better to come.
So today is the royal part of the visit. Tomorrow is kind of when the more serious business gets done. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah. That'll be at Chequers, and I'll be there myself, I hope to be. And that will involve, probably on the journalistic side, a lot of waiting around for Donald Trump to arrive. But there will be a joint press conference there, and it will be interesting to see how many questions are asked of the Prime Minister and of the President, and how many are allowed. I mean, an equal amount has to come from each side, from UK-based on this side of the Atlantic and US media. But look, there's plenty to ask them about. And the fact as well, another backdrop to all of this is the fact that Britain's far right could bring out 150,000 people on a march on Saturday. It just goes to show that, you know, that there will probably be large protests against Donald Trump on the other side, but they will be kept well away from him, I would imagine.
Okay, Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.